Good morning. It's Tuesday, July 2nd, and this is Sentinel Today from the Daily Sentinel. Join us on weekdays for local news, events, history, and so much more. This episode was brought to you in part by Bank of Utica, in a league all of their own. Today, the community continues to grieve the tragic loss of Nyam Way, a 13-year-old boy shot and killed by a Utica police officer. Before we jump in, here are a few other stories that you should know about. The county sheriff's office has filed charges against a Utica man previously charged with stealing a car and leading officers across multiple counties, according to the sheriff's office. Last week, many gathered to surprise and support Francis Crum and celebrate his lifelong service to the community. Crum recently retired after 30 years of service as a village trustee for Holland Patent, and previously served as the chief of public affairs for the Air Force Research Laboratory, and a reporter for the Daily Sentinel and Observer Dispatch. In consideration of recent events, the Utica 4th of July party in the park and fireworks have been postponed. More on that later. For more on all of these stories, visit youaresentinel.com. Now, our feature story. The community continues to grieve the tragic loss of Nyam Way, a 13-year-old boy shot and killed by a Utica police officer. On Monday, over 100 people gathered outside Utica City Hall to protest the handling of his death. The protest was led by Kay Klo, a community leader and executive director of the Midtown Utica Community Center. The Karen community in Utica and the Mohawk Valley comprises approximately 8,000 members. Many Karen people, including Mwe's family, emigrated from Burma to North America to escape oppression and seek a better life. During the protest, Klo addressed the crowd, condemning the handling of Mwe's death and demanding accountability from the Utica Police Department and Mayor Michael Galeem. She emphasized the community's frustration and called for the release of the full, unedited body camera footage from the incident. In attendance was Nyam Way's older brother, who joined the chants for justice. He expressed his disbelief and grief over his brother's death, highlighting the impact on their family, especially their mother. The protest remained peaceful, with police officers monitoring the event. However, neither the mayor nor officials from the Utica Police Department made an appearance. Klo stated that the community's calls for justice, accountability, and transparency would continue until their demands were met. Mwe's brother has documented the death and the actions taken by local and state officials. He also started a GoFundMe for his family, which has raised over $30,000. Before we continue, a quick message.
The Sentinel Premium Golf Pass has arrived. At only $99, the Golf Pass grants you access to 16 of the best golf courses in the Mohawk Valley. Head over to premiumgolfpass.com for a full list of courses and grab yours today.
Next. In light of recent events, the Utica Center for Development, the City of Utica and Oneida County have decided to postpone the 4th of July party in the park and the accompanying fireworks display. However, the Independence Day parade will still proceed as planned. The parade is set to begin at 10 a.m. on July 4th. It will start in South Utica, right in front of St. Elizabeth Medical Center. From there, it will travel north, make a right turn onto the Memorial Parkway, and end at the Parkway Recreation Center. For those disappointed by the postponement, rest assured that all events and displays will be rescheduled. The new date will be announced in the near future, so stay tuned for updates. That's all for today. Thanks for listening. For more on all of these stories, visit us at youaresentinel.com or click the link in our show notes. Also, right now you can subscribe and get unlimited digital access for just $1 per week. Learn more at youaresentinel.com/subscribe.